Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Congratulations to the Belmont Bruins. The at-large bid. Chad, you called this the biggest moment for the program?
I think it's the biggest moment in their basketball program's history. But better than winning their way into the NCAA tournament for this reason. This is the selection committee acknowledging everything that's been accomplished at Belmont and inviting them into the tournament. Not as an automatic qualifier. I think it's an enormous moment for Belmont, and they should be very happy and very proud. I'm pretty sure our next guest is both.
Scott Corley is the AD at Belmont. Scott, thank you for the time. How is Dayton?
Dayton is good. We just landed. We're grabbing a little bit of lunch. It's sunny, and obviously the town does a great job embracing this event. So everybody so far has been very nice.
Sunny in Dayton.
Shocking. Never been done before. Every time we've been there, it's been gray and about 38. So you finally got some sunshine. Congrats.
Thank you. We'll take it.
Do you agree with what Chad said about the magnitude of the at-large bid?
It's definitely very huge. I mean, and what Chad did say is how we all feel. I mean, it's certainly a recognition for all the hard work that Coach Bird and the staff and particularly this team, but all the teams beforehand. I mean, to know that your program has gotten to the level where you can get invited into the tournament is very, very special. Obviously, it doesn't minimize anything we've done in the past. And, you know, we've had a lot of big wins in this program, but yesterday was an amazing day, a lot of emotion, a lot of excitement, and obviously some new life, a chance for this team to continue to play at a grand stage and hopefully demonstrate to the nation that the committee made the right choice.
Scott, take us through yesterday. Just the emotions, the feelings you had in your gut leading up to Selection Sunday at 5 o'clock, and the fact that Belmont was one of the first teams mentioned on that selection show. You're thinking, you know, maybe we're going to wait around for a while. You know, you don't know how that whole thing's going to go, but to know that you're in the tournament so quickly and the reaction that I've tweeted out and a lot of people have seen of that team when it happened, what was the whole day like for you?
Well, I guess for me, I was kind of going in, you know, with a little reverse psychology maybe, and just sitting there anticipating and expecting to be planning to host a couple NIT games. I really didn't think, you know, the committee, you know, they have historically not shown and demonstrated that they're going to let, you know, mid-majors in over some Power 5 schools. So, you know, I was going in probably a little more negative. Obviously, we felt very good about all the national pundits and all the support that they were giving us. That made us feel very good. But at the end of the day, the committee sequestered up in New York doing their work, and they do a lot of good work. And so, you know, I thought we had a little bit of a chance, but I thought in all reality, the NIT would be where we were headed. And then I was very thankful it happened early in the program. But when I saw Liberty get that number 12 seed, I kind of said, wow, that seems like a pretty good seeding for them. I figured we would be a team that would be ahead of Liberty had we made it in. And so that gave me a glimmer of hope. And then boom, when they announced it, I mean, it just, you know, obviously you saw it, the place erupted, you know, a lot of emotion. I was probably very unprofessional in the background there with a fist pump or two. And, but I just was a proud, proud moment. And, you know, just so ecstatic. And then it kind of sinks in, and I'm glad it was first, because then it kind of sinks in. You're like, well, we got to get to work here. We got to figure out all the logistics and get all that planned. But just a special day.
You know, we've seen in the West Coast Conference, Gonzaga got to be really good. That helped St. Mary's. Now St. Mary's is a team every year that's considered for an at-large bid, and they're a very good program. Do you think with you and Murray State getting in from the OVC, is this something that ultimately will just help Belmont and Murray State moving forward as two programs to watch, or is this something that can kind of a rising tides, raising all boats type scenario with the entire OVC?
Well, that's a great question. I'd like to think it'll rise tides for all boats, but clearly I think Murray, I know they bring out the best in us, and I think we bring out the best in them. But then, you know, we got a good, the conference got a lot of good national exposure too with the seasons that Jacksonville State and Austin Peay had in conference. And so I do think that the competitiveness of those top four will only make the other teams in the league that much better. And it certainly, you know, gets the OVC on more of a national map where, you know, hopefully we are in that same breath as, you know, these other conferences where you've got two to three really good teams that are going to be vying for conference regular season championships and tournament championships. And it should only bring out the best in us. And I know, you know, all the other ADs in the OVC were very congratulatory of getting two teams in. And but I know they're wanting to get back to work and get their programs to where we are. And so it's exciting. And I think we as a conference and we at Belmont benefited from the Ja Morant, you know, all the stuff that he, all the national news and the amount of eyeballs looking at him, it couldn't do anything but help us.
Do you feel any pressure to go win this game in Dayton and sort of reward the selection committee for including Belmont in this tournament? And do you think that's something that will help future selection committees to look at Belmont as a team? Hey, not only do they get an at-large, but they're a team that can go and win a tournament game or two.
Well, certainly. I mean, pressure is what you make it. Obviously, I don't want our guys to feel pressure. But, yeah, we want to make sure that we go out and represent and play well and get that win to prove the committee was right and giving us that opportunity. And, you know, that's been kind of the one knock, I guess you could say, for Belmont is, you know, everybody brings up the fact that we're 0-7. And, you know, I don't think that should have any impact on the season you're having, you know, in the year you're in. But you do hear a lot of that, you know, and I'm sure the critics, if we lose tomorrow night, that'll be just one more fact that they can add on that, yeah, Belmont's a great, maybe regular season team, but when they get the chance in the tournament, they haven't delivered. So, you know, obviously I want it really bad for just these players and for Coach Bird to get that first NCAA win.
How many fans have reached out about coming to Dayton, and then how many have asked you about Jacksonville?
Well, it's been, you know, Dayton being drivable, we're getting some good response. We don't get a huge allotment of tickets for our fan base, so we've already sold out of that. I think there's still some individual tickets available through the Dayton Arena, but this city does a great job supporting this tournament. And so, you know, there'll be 10,000 people, you know, watching us play. I hope a lot of our fans are able to make it into the building. Certainly my phone's been inundated with requests and asks and a lot of just logistics. I think we'll get probably a little bit bigger response if we get down to Jacksonville. And in that case, we have a larger allotment of tickets that we can make available for our fan base. So obviously one step at a time, but I do feel like we'll have a really good turnout given it's drivable. It's just such a quick turnaround, and you guys know for people to get off work and do the things that they need to do to get to up here is a little more challenging.
Will Vince Gill be in the house?
You know, I just asked Coach Bird that. We have not heard yet. We're hoping he can. I know he's been out of the country for the last 3 weeks, so I'm not sure what his plans are since he's gotten back into the country, but we've certainly extended the invitation.
Well, here's to hoping he can make it back for that game you guys are going to play on Thursday in Jacksonville after taking care of business against Temple tomorrow night. The eyes of Nashville will be upon you as you are in Dayton tomorrow evening. We'll all be watching. I know a lot of people in the area are going to be watching, and a lot of people are pulling for Belmont in this game tomorrow night. Scott, thanks so much for taking the time to hop on with us. Really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate that, and we're going to do our best to deliver that win.
We'll be watching and listening tomorrow. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks. All right, take care, guys. Thanks.
It's time to tee it up for Team Hutton 104.5. Olympian Construction presents the inaugural Midday Masters at Topgolf. Thursday, April 4th, teams of six will compete for top prizes, with best overall golfer taking home the Midday Masters green jacket. All proceeds benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Tennessee. To register your team, visit Hutton1045.com. It's the Midday Masters, presented by Olympian Construction. Thursday, April 4th at Topgolf.